the sales going on already. So if you need a deal, you don't even have to go to the store. You can just go online today. There's a million things you could buy. Amen. Obviously, they sent me 100 emails today just on all the great things that are available only on Sunday. Hallelujah. So look out for those things. But I'm going to share some things with you this morning on how to receive what has already been done. And we know that everything that we need in life, Jesus has already done 2,000 years ago. He already made a way when there seems to be no way. Jesus set us up for a victorious life. And what we need to do is we need to start taking a look at what he's already done and tap into those things so that we can pull them from heaven onto this earth so we can enjoy them while we're on this earth. It's important this morning that you believe in the promises of God and that you take a look at the Word of God and that you study the Word of God and make it relevant for your life today. It's important that you do that. It's imperative that you do that. And the Bible is very clear that Jesus has done everything he's is going to do. He's not doing anything new, okay? So that means Jesus has already done everything he's going to do. Everything is good and done. All it means we got to tap into what's already been done. We got to do what already has been done. It's there. It's available. It's accessible to us as Christians. We have to jump in and figure out how to do the things that God wants us to do. Amen. Now, it'll be new to you, and you'll say, look what the Lord has done. Look, it's something new. No, he's already done. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not changing. You know who's changing? We be all changing. Amen. That's the thing. We need to be changing. Amen. The Bible's clear that he's done, and yet he already has these promises and these blessings for us, and we got to tap into them. We do this by believing in him, receiving it as the truth, and taking the word and watching it manifest in our lives. Now, let me say a couple things this morning. Sometimes when we pray and sometimes when we read the word, we don't see the manifestation of it. Amen? But here's what you got to do. You still got to believe in the manifestation. You still got to believe in the word. You still got to trust the word. You just got to keep on pressing in with all that you have to watch situations change. And you'll say, crazy, Pastor, it's crazy. Listen, I understand this principle because it took me 12 years before I got healed with my pancreas. And I found that it was a long haul going down that road of studying the Word of God and not seeing God manifest and not seeing it take place. And I'm like, Lord, when are you going to fix me? I trust your Word. And there was some things that people had shared with me in the Word of God that was like a light switch that turned on. The Word was already there. I just didn't know how to activate it. And so the word is there, and once you touch it, once you grab it, once you make it yours and personal, you'll start to see the manifestations. Amen. It's already been done, right? We just have to receive what's already been done. And today, you look at all the craziness going. I mean, last week, a shooting in a church, I mean, at a sacred place. Can you believe that? That's how crazy it is. But listen, the devil's not stopping on what he's doing. The devil is here to kill and destroy. I mean, he doesn't care if it's a church building, if it's an office building, if it's on the strip. He doesn't care if it's in your neighborhood, if it's in the school. He doesn't really care. So we have to get and understand that no matter what's happening, all the craziness in the world, whatever's happening, is that we need to walk by faith and not by sight and know that the Word of God's going to work for us in every circumstance, in every situation. It's okay to praise God. Even when you're going through stuff, it's okay to do that. And it's always good to be praying for a hedge of protection around you and your family everywhere you go. Before you wake up, amen, before you get out of that bed, Lord, I just pray for a hedge of protection around my circumstances, my family, my cousins, my relatives, my aunts, my uncles. You know, I want to make sure that we're doing those things. And we know that when we do those things, we can tap into the things of God. God wants to bless us. Amen. Do you believe that this morning? Do you believe he wants to bless us? All right. There's three things I want to share with you this morning, three areas that sets us up to receive what's already been done. And this morning, I want us to get into the ready mode to receive because God has already done everything he's going to do, but we need to tap into it. Amen. There's those that have gone before us that have built things, have designed things, have created things, and then we get to use those things. It's a benefit. Amen. I know what my parents have done for me. They've kind of paved the way. They've set a way, and I just have to tap into the things, right? And so what we want to do this morning is we want to tap into the things of God. So the first thing I want to share with you, if you bring it up there on the screen, is we must have confidence in our prayer when we pray God's will. Amen. We must have confidence in our prayers when we pray God's will. God's word is his will. We need to understand this morning is God's word, the Bible, is his will. If we do what he asks us to do, we get what we get from God, and we get all his results. It's no different than when my children or my young adults, now I have to call them, when they listen, they get blessed. When they don't listen, they don't get blessed. Amen. They get the hand of God. Amen. Take a look in the Bible in 1 John 5:14. 1 John 5:14. 1 John 5:14. This is the New Living Translation. And it says this: "And we are confident that he hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases him." So we ought to be people that are praying and talking to God, because when we talk to God, it pleases him. And it says, "And since we know he hears us when we make our request, we also know that he will give us what we ask for." We got to get into a position that when we pray, when we know his word and we know his will, which is the Bible, when we spend time in that and we pray his will, his word, and we ask him for things, we should be ready to receive. Now, I know that God's timing is different than our timing. I get upset sometimes with God about that, and I've had discussions with him, and he's right, okay? So, but sometimes we want something like right now, and we think we're ready for it, but God says you're not ready for it yet. And that's why it feels like there's a stall time. There's a delay. It's not that God's deaf. It's not that God hasn't heard you. It's just God is setting things up and orchestrating things in your life and positioning you ready to receive what God wants you to have. Amen? Because God wants to bless you. God heard your prayer. When you ask God for something, we should ask him knowing that he's going to provide what we're asking for. Let me tell you something. It's no different in the world. No different in the world. When my kids ask me for something, I am their provider. Amen. When they were little, about this big, I was their provider. I had to go get a job. I had to work. I had to bring home some income. I had to be able to make sure they had food on the table and clothes on their back, and that they had enough money for their lunches and whatever else was available. I was their provider. Amen. And as we got a little older, you know, and they're starting to grow up, now they can provide some things for themselves, and it takes that burden off of mom and dad, amen, and then dad can go spend money on other things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Important things, amen. Important things, of course. Of course. Hallelujah. Here's the thing. When you pray and you know that God's going to answer, it's like having the questions before a test, right? When I was in a fraternity way back when, and there was, you know, I just want to tell my son, yes, there was electricity back then when I went to school, okay? Yeah. All right? And I walked both ways uphill to school, amen, barefoot in the snow. But when I joined the fraternity brothers had questions beforehand. Kind of like the Democrats had. You know, they had those questions before they had the debates, right? You know, they had some questions beforehand. If you know the question beforehand, you can go and research those questions so that you can have the answer at any given notice. The good thing about God is he's given us the Bible. He's already given us the answer to every question that's out there. You want to know how to raise kids? It's in the Bible. You want to know how to grow in finances? It's in the Bible. You want to know how to get healed? It's in the Bible. You want to know how you not have strife? It's in the Bible. You know how you want to have peace? It's in the Bible. Everything, the answer to every question is already there. All you have to do is go research it. It costs you a little time. It takes a little effort. Nothing is free. Amen? Even when I was in the fraternity and I had all the questions that were there, for the test, I still had to go and take some time out to get those answers, so that when I go to take the test, I could write those questions out quickly and pass. Amen. God hears our prayer. God wants you to know that he hears those things, but you got to believe that he's going to answer. The Bible says in Matthew 6:9, this is how you ought to pray. It says, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us our daily bread." Listen, we got to be asking God and knowing that God's going to answer our prayers because he's already done it for us before. He's already done all the work beforehand. God, here's the deal, will not automatically, this is what God's will for us is found in the Bible, right? So God's will for us is to pray. God's will for us is the Word of God. Whatever the Word of God says is what we're supposed to do as Christians. And you say, "Pastor, that's a lot of work."
Yeah, it is.
We get a little rough around the edges because of the world, and we get dirty from the world, but we can go to the Word and change some things in our lives. God's will does not automatically come to pass in our lives. We got to do our part. And we say, I just got saved. Everything should be instantaneously great. It's not how it works. God's will doesn't automatically come to pass. We have to actually really believe. We actually got to receive his promises. I'll give you an example. Remember the Israelites? God said, "Hey, you know what? I got this promised land for you, and you can go enter it." But the thing that happened was their unbelief caused them not to be able to get into that promised land. It stopped them right before going in, and you're like, "Man, all I got to do is believe." I mean, we get it. We read the story. Now, all I had to do is believe, and man, we're in the promised land. And it's all going to be good, right? But they didn't believe. They had unbelief. It was God's will for them to go into the promised land, but their unbelief stopped them. I'm going to ask you this morning, what's the things in your life that God's promised you, but you failed to enter into because of your unbelief? What are the things that God has placed before you, you know, that you're supposed to be doing, but your unbelief has kind of stopped you from stepping into the promised land? What are those things? Because, see, we all know that the Bible already says that we can receive what has already been done. It's already been done 2,000 years ago. Jesus has done this for us. Amen? He gave us a way when there seems to be no way. But, you look at the Israelites. They didn't enter into the promised land because of their unbelief. So I ask God, is there things in my life, maybe there's things in your life that you're not believing for, and that's why you haven't received all of what God has for you? You got to examine yourself. I'm not here to examine you. I'm not here to judge you. That's between you and God. Those are things that you need to work out with him. And here's the thing. It's usually what happens is we've been told certain things about situations, and we've just bought that we just compromised the word right there. We said we're okay with that. We're okay with having that limp in my leg instead of going to the doctor and getting it fixed, or going through the process of maybe having surgery or asking God for a miracle or whatever that is, because you don't want to do the work. See, God wants us to do a little work, because that's how you access his promises. That's how you access what's already been done. And you can't afford to simply just go around and have your religious cliches and that kind of stuff. We got to really believe. We got to really believe what this word says. What does the word say? And then not doubt it. Don't doubt the word. The word of God works all the time. Sometimes it doesn't manifest like that. Sometimes it's a process. Sometimes it's days, and sometimes it's weeks, and sometimes it's minutes, and sometimes it's years. Are these people ever going to change? That's what my brother used to say. Are you ever going to change? Now, I've been praying for you for years. Are you ever going to change? I don't know. Listen, the Word of God works all the time. There's people you've been praying for that haven't come around yet, right? I mean, we all got them in our family, amen? And we're just going to pray for them that they're coming, amen? They're coming around, amen? You can lift them up in prayer and plant a seed, and you pray, "Lord God, get somebody to intervene in their life," because it's already been set up. God's already done everything for them. All they got to do is see it, right? We've seen a glimpse of God, but we haven't seen all of God yet. How you see more of God is go spend more time in his word. Take a moment and think about what God's already done. He's done it 2,000 years ago with you and me in mind. That's pretty good. I mean, I always ask God, why didn't you have me live in the 50s? Or why didn't you have me live in the... Because now was the time that he wanted me to live. There's a reason why he wanted me to live. Point number two, bringing that up there. The word doesn't profit us when it's not mixed with faith. We can hear the word, but fail to believe it. There are things in our life sometimes when we don't use faith and we don't mix it in with what the word says, then we don't get the result that we want. Take a look at Hebrews 4. Hebrews 4, 1 and 2. Hebrews 4, 1 and 2. This is what the Bible says. God's promise of entering his rest still stands, so you ought to tremble with fear that some of you might fail to experience it. For this good news that God has prepared this rest has been announced to us just as it was to them. But it did them no good because they didn't share the faith of those who listen to God. Listen, the evidence of what we believe can be found in our words. The Bible says, out of the abundance of our heart, our what? Mouth speaks it. What are we speaking? Are we trash talking all the time? Are we really believing that we can have all that we receive in Christ Jesus? What's the evidence? See, I find that whatever is in your heart, your mouth speaks it. That's what the Bible says. Whatever's in your heart, your mouth speaks it. So if you're always confessing negative against what the Word of God says, well, you know, I'll probably never be healed. I'll never probably be healed. I'll probably never be healed. And you keep on speaking that, guess what you get? Never be healed. Right? Well, you know, I'll never have any money. I'll probably always be just paycheck to paycheck. I'll just be broke, busted, and disgusted. If you confess that enough, guess what you'll be? Broke, busted, and disgusted. We got to understand that the word in our mouth is powerful. A tree is known by its fruit, right? Likewise, we're known by the words we speak when we're under pressure. We got to be, when we're getting squeezed, and you will get squeezed, and you see the nation's getting squeezed, and the world around you is getting squeezed, what's coming out? A bunch of junk. We got to be the ones that have that word, that the word of hope and the word of strength. You know, empty and idle words come from empty and idle hearts. So we can't be those folks that have empty and idle hearts. We got to be people that have the word filled in us, and when something happens or something transpires, we got to go speak that word and then bring forth what the word says. God does want you blessed. God wants you highly favored. Here's the thing I don't understand. We can go get a prescription. Maybe it's Tylenol or whatever, and you have a headache. And you open up that top, and you take a couple of the Tylenol, and you believe that those two little pills that you just took are going to heal you of your headache. Don't you? You go, I said, I got a headache. I'm going to go in that medicine cabinet, and I'm going to go open that up, and I'm going to take two of those Tylenol. Oh, you know, I got this sore throat, so if I just go open up this thing and I go take some cough medicine and I drink this cough medicine, I know that I'm going to feel better. We have confidence in that. But when it comes to the Word of God that we read, no different. You just read on that prescription that says that if you take these things, these are all the things that are going to happen to you. But it didn't tell you about the 85 side effects on there, okay, including death, right? But we read that and we say, this is going to heal me. But then we read this and we don't believe it's going to heal us. I don't get it. I read this and don't believe I'm going to be financially blessed. But every Wednesday, my check is in the bank account. I'm believing that my boss is going to put that check into my direct deposit, and we believe and trust that. But when it comes to God, see, it's already been done. It's already been done. We just got to access it, right? My payroll is already getting done. It's coming on Wednesday. I believe that's already happening. Amen. My healing's coming because I believe that God's, I read the word, and the word says his will for me is to be healed. His word for me is to be whole. His word for me is to be blessed, to be a blessing to other people. That's what the Bible says. His will for us is to walk in peace, in forgiveness, in joy, in love. He didn't say that you're going to not have hard times and go through it. You're going to get squeezed to see what's going to come out. But what are you speaking? Understand who you're connected. You're connected to the tree of life. You're connected to God, and you are a branch of that tree. That's where you got to understand you're where you're at. You're not this dead branch over here that God's about to chop off. No, he wants to get you plugged in. He wants you healed. He wants you whole. He wants you complete. But how do we receive these things that have already been done? Watch what you're saying. Watch your mouth. Because what your mouth is speaking is it might be going against what the Word of God says. But we don't know that if we don't spend time in the Word of God. Point three. How do we crank up our belief in the Word of God? How do we crank up our relief in the Word? When we crank up our belief in the Word of God, when we do those things, then we begin to start to access and begin to receive all those things that God's already done before us. It's already been done, right? It's already been done. Jesus died on the cross. He already forgave us of all our sins, all our sickness, all our disease, all that was done at the cross. Amen? All that depression, all that oppression, all the lack, all the doubt, all the sickness, all the cancer, all that kind of stuff has been done 2,000 years ago. It's already been done. But we got to access it. How do we crank it up? We crank it up by meditating on the Word. Just not reading the Word, but meditating on the Word. Spend a little time in the Bible and spend some time in a couple scriptures that will help you. If you need healing, look at some healing scriptures. If you need financial blessing, look at that. If you have problems with your kids because they don't listen, beat them and then give them the Word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. I just went over your head. It's all right to spank your kids. It's okay. Time out gives them too much time to plot against you. Amen? My parents used the knockout method. Amen? Then it was unconscious, and then and it was quiet in my room after the crying. Amen? Be thankful for God's Word. Be a person that's thankful, not a person that's always negative Nancy, right? Don't be that person. Don't be a person who walks around as woe is me, and, you know, like Eeyore, you lost your tail, I don't know where I put it. Be joyful. You're going to go through some stuff, but you might as well smile while you're going through it, not to give the devil any joy in this thing. Woe is me. The devil's enjoying that. When you say, oh, I got the joy of the Lord. I'm going through some stuff, but I got the joy of the Lord. The devil ain't going to hold me down. Be thankful for what you got. Be thankful you got breath in your lung, eyes to see, ears to hear, a mouth to praise him. Amen. Thank God your kids are still around and still are calling you up and loving you even when they're making mistakes. Amen. Still love them. Be thankful that your parents are still around if they're around. You know, they're there. Enjoy them while you still have. Be thankful for what you have even if you're going through some hell. Be thankful. Be thankful. Keep in mind that we walk by faith and not by sight. We're not supposed to walk by what our situations are. Oh, my God, I got this situation going on. I'm just going to have to trust God through this thing because I don't get it. I don't know why it's happening to me. Why is this happening? That's what we always say. Why did that shooting take place at that time and that place? Why? I don't know. Those people didn't do anything wrong. They were praising and worshiping God like we are. Some crazy devil. Listen, the devil was still doing his stuff. But we pray, man. We lift up the hedge of protection. And then we have a hedge of protection. And then we have people that have guns in here just in case someone tries to break in and tries to hurt us. Amen? We have security in here, just so you know. There's people in here. Don't be afraid of the... I mean, this is a gun-friendly place. Amen? You can carry your gun. You can carry it open. You can carry it concealed. I don't really care. I'm not afraid. More people that carry guns, that's a good thing. Amen? Because when the devil comes in that door, he's going to get three more. Amen? Because not everybody that comes to church is a Christian, right? Not every person eats Krispy Kreme donuts is a police officer, right? So you need to understand that. And the police officers are all going to probably be knocking on my door. Hallelujah. But seriously, I cannot stop church service because I'm worried about someone coming in. I'm believing that gun would jam up before he walks in that door. I'm believing that person would get saved before they walk in the door. Amen? But if they don't, and they still have a demon-possessed thing, and they still go try to shoot the place up, we will take care of it. And then we'll pray for them. But we're not supposed to walk in fear and doubt and unbelief. That's not how Jesus walked around. We got to have confidence in his works that were finished. The problems that we have don't surprise God at all. They surprise us. We got this issue, we got that. It doesn't surprise God. Understand that God wants us to enter into his rest, right? That's what it says. He wants us to enter into his rest. That means to trust in him, to rely on him, and know that he's already done it before. All we got to do is tap in to the word, which is his will, and apply it to our lives. We got to believe in Jesus and rely on him. Here's what I'll close with this. We got to labor to enter into the rest of God. In other words, we have to persevere in thanksgiving. We ought to be the people that are praising him and worshiping and reading the word and meditating on the word and speaking the word, even though our circumstances contradict what we're dealing with. Listen, I dealt with issues of my pancreas for 12 years. I spoke the word against it, and there was a million words I spoke for being sick. Amen. May I ask my wife, she'll tell you. We have to be people that are praising God. We got to be people that are reading that word. Listen, there's circumstances that arise, circumstances that come. You got to speak to those circumstances and use the word of God to go ahead and take care of those issues in our life. God has already done it. God, 2,000 years ago, had already healed you. God has already given you financial breakthrough. God has already blessed your family. God's already done it. All we have to do is access these things. Amen? You got to confess that word. You got to read it every day. You got to spend some time every day in the word of God. Spend some time. Spend a little time. Just a little time. A little time all day long, right? You just got to spend some time in that word of God. Because the word of God is the will of God. And once you have the will of God in your life and you pray the will of God, he has to answer. He's obligated to answer the word of God. Amen? Which is his will. So start to know what his will is, and guess what will happen? You start to see the manifestation of God's will in your life, which is his will. You'll be blessed. You'll be highly favored. You'll be increasing. Amen? Healing, guess what? Receive it because it's already been done. Financial breakthrough, you got to receive it because it's already been done. Peace of mind and clarity, you got to receive it because it's already been done. Addictions being broken, guess what? Receive it. It's already been done. Whatever you need today, it's already been done, but you got to access it from the throne room of God. God wants you to bring heaven on the earth. He doesn't want you when you get to heaven to be, whoa, shocked of all the stuff that's going on up there. He wants you to have a portion of that on earth, so when you step from this side into where you're supposed to be in heaven, which is your home, amen. Your home is not here. It's a place you're hanging out that you're renting. but home is in heaven. Amen. God doesn't want you to be shocked when you get up there. Amen. I was thinking about this morning. The greatest joy that I've ever had, you know, what would that be? Well, it could have been when I graduated high school. Okay, well, maybe the greatest joy is when I graduated college. Maybe the greatest joy was getting married to my beautiful wife. Maybe the greatest joy was having children. Maybe the greatest joy was having grandchildren. I don't know. Those are all going to fail to compare to when you get to heaven, the joys you're going to have. Those are going to be small. Those are going to be like, those were so great. Those are all, and God's going to say, that's nothing yet. Wait till you get to heaven, right? Those are the joy. But see, we don't know about those things. And we don't have anything to look forward to because we don't spend enough time in the Word. And as Christians, and I blame myself, I don't spend enough time in the Word either. I probably need to spend a little bit more time in it. Amen? But here's the deal. Spend time in it. Get to know the will of God so that you can start pulling down the things that have been holding us back. It's already been done for us. The reason why it's delayed is not because of God. It's usually because of us. There's something we're not doing. We're not mixing our faith with something. We're not reading the Word enough. We're not really believing what we're saying. Maybe we're speaking against what we're really believing. If you really want to be healed of something, you ought to be praying God's will for that, right? And then you'll get healed, right? I mean, Peggy got healed, right? I mean, that's how that works. You just walk around healed. You just walk around, yeah, I'm healed. Yeah, I'm good. I'm whole. I don't feel good right now, but I'm just going to trust God through this, right? I don't have the finances. I don't have enough money. Lord, I'm just going to have to tithe, and I'm going to trust you that it's going to be okay. It's going to work out for me. But I don't barely have enough to make it, but I'm just going to trust you, Lord. I don't have any peace. So what do you got to do? You just got to start thanking God for peace, even when you don't have peace. When things are just kind of spiraling out of control, you got to get into a quiet place and just praise God. It's going to be okay. Get some peace about the situation. Get into his word. Let me tell you, something about the Bible is really good. Every time I read it at night, it makes me go to sleep. Not that it's boring, but it's for some reason, when I start reading the Bible, my eyes get a little heavy, and the Bible gets a little heavy, and I just go, oh, and I go to sleep, and then I got peace. Peace. Boom. Out. Try it sometimes. Because when you watch news before you go to bed, you're jacked up, man. I mean, I am. I'm like, I'm going to throw something at the TV. Something. God, are you kidding me? The person's saying this and that. Chaos is going on. People are shooting people. This is going on. And then all of a sudden, you're all worked up before you go to bed. Turn off that TV. Amen? Get into the Word. Remember, whatever you need today, the answer can be found in the Bible. All you got to do is spend time in the Bible, and then guess what you'll do? You'll receive what has already been done. God wants you to receive what already has been done. Whatever you're struggling with this morning, whatever that is, God already made a way when there seems to be no way. Somewhere in that word, there's an answer for your specific situation, but God wants you to know that it's there. You got to go spend a little time finding it. You got to go research it. You know how much easier it is to research it now that you have the internet? I mean, it is so much easier than trying to thumb through a bunch of pages in the back of a Bible. I mean, I have six or seven Bibles there, and they have it in the back where you can talk about healing. And then you go to healing, and it tells you about, you know, the 25 scriptures that attach to healing. But then you had to go to every page. Now I can type in healing, and it brings it on one page, and I can, boom, print it out, and I get all of them right in front of me. So they have to sift in through all that. Now, it's still fun to do, but, you know, I'm a time guy, right? So I like to be able to get it done and get that word in me as fast as possible. But listen, he's already done stuff for us. And God wants you to receive it all, and the only way you can receive it is by spending time with him in the word. We got this morning, right? This isn't hard, right? But I know the situations that we're facing right now. The world's getting more cruel. It's getting to be crazy. Between the races and stuff. Why? We're all the same blood. I mean, I can't understand it. But the Lord's just been showing me that the world isn't been spending time in this. They don't spend time in the Word, so they don't know the answer. They don't know why they're mad. They don't know why they're angry. They don't know why they make the decisions they make. They don't know why they're broke. They don't know why they're sick. They don't know why. Because they haven't spent any time with the Creator of the universe that shares with them the good news gospel on how to keep your life on track. Amen. That's all that Bible for, is to keep our life on track. If I can keep my life on track, I can keep my kids on track. If the kids spend time in the Word, their life. If they don't want to spend any time in the Word, their life's going to go off track. So spend some time there. God's already done everything for us. He's already done everything. That's what we need to understand. He's already done it. So if he's already done it, something I'm not doing, I got to get plugged into what this word's saying so I can get it done the way he wants me to get it done. That's why he sent you the Son. Amen? So that you could get it done. He went and got it done 2,000 years ago. He died on a cross. We're celebrating his birthday in December. Amen? It's not just another holiday. It's okay, you know, to say Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving's okay. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. It's okay to say that. I'm going to get a big T-shirt. I said it's going to say Merry Christmas. I'm going to wear it all of December. Everywhere I go, I say, Merry Christmas. I hope this offends you. Merry Christmas. What, the reason for the season is Jesus. Amen. Yep. Right? Amen. You don't have to go out and beat up people with the Bible. Remember, I'm not interested in beating people up over the head with the Bible. I want to love them into the kingdom of God. But when they make mistakes, all I can do is point them to the Word of God. I can pray for them, but I got to point them to the Word of God. Listen, if you want change in your life, spend time in the Word. You're going to have to do what I had to do, right? There's no pass. God doesn't give you a pass. Your unbelief will stop you from going into your promised land, whatever that is. Amen? Don't take man's word for it. Take God's word for it. Amen. Get into that Word and study that Word. The more that you spend in that Word, the smarter you're going to look. Now the world's going to reject you, and people are going to talk smack about you, but the King of Kings is behind you. And always remember that. Lord, I ask you to bless your people as they leave here today. I pray right now a hedge of protection around them, Lord God. Lord God, warrior angels encamped around them, Father God. No attack will come upon these people, Lord God. Father God, bless them. Guide them, direct them, comfort them. Show them peace and joy, Father God, through your word. Father God, bless them financially, Lord God. Enrich them, Lord God, with wisdom and insight and discernment and favor, Father God. When they leave this place this morning, Lord God, they're blessed and they're highly favored. They're increasing, Lord God. I ask you, Lord God, that they encourage themselves in the word of God and they go out and they do the word of God. Bless them. And bring them back to this place next week, Lord God. Guide them and direct them. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody said,
amen.
You are dismissed. I'll meet you by the front door. Have yourself a blessed day.